throughout the summer on KDWA Radio, we're going to be catching up with some of our collegiate athletes from the Tri-County area. And if you missed this past weekend's Hastings Coaches Show College Edition, you missed a fun interview with Hastings' own Joey Werner. Werner just closed up his college baseball career at Minnesota State Mankato. And with some clips of that interview, Werner talks a bit about how he grew as both a baseball player and a man while at Mankato.
Being around all the Meesville guys when I was younger, a bat boy, I mean, you learn a lot. You learn a lot about the game, situations, scenarios. I mean, kind of how to be mature and grow as a man there. But, I mean, ultimately, it took off in high school. I played a lot of club ball, played for the Raiders, obviously, in high school there. But, I mean, club ball took me to a different level for training and experience-wise. And I was lucky enough to get an offer to go play JUCO, which I thought was the best fit for me for an undersized kid that had room to grow and a lot of potential in him. So, I mean, I took my shot there. Obviously, I got that D1 offer out of there and, you know, tried to make the most of that. Ended up getting hurt and, you know, coming back home and finding my home at Mankato there. And ultimately, I mean, just all the hard work, motivation. I mean, growing up in college is pretty tough, and then you're far away. But, I mean, just taking ownership of yourself and, you know, growing each and every day and taking each day as an opportunity.
We know that Werner wasn't a big guy coming out of high school, so physically he had to mature as well. How did Werner take that next step?
Yeah, you know, I mean, getting to JUCO, it was just an opportunity, you know, to get better. I wasn't the biggest kid, so hitting the weight room, I mean, daily, getting on the training program that they had physically at practice, taking a lot of swings, getting a lot of reps in the outfield. I mean, just maturing as a player. And ultimately, I just kind of took off in the weight room, put on some weight, ate a lot of food, obviously, to get there, and put on 20 pounds like they told me to my freshman year, and ended up getting a shot to play and did what I did on the baseball field. And then ultimately, when I went back for my sophomore year at JUCO, they wanted me, you know, another 10 pounds on. And I mean, I continued to just get into the weight room and work each and every day. I mean, it takes a lot of hard work and dedication, and it just doesn't come to you. So stuck to that a process there, and, you know, it led to where I am right now.
Werner was also a very good infielder for the Hastings Raiders varsity baseball team back in high school, but he switched positions to the outfield and has never looked back. Werner on how that change improved his game.
Ultimately, I was a infielder playing for the Raiders, and my home was always in the outfield. I loved playing outfield, loved running down balls. I've always worked at that opportunity in the outfield just to get good reps and good reads on baseballs when you're taking live BP, but then it comes to the small things like doing fundamental stuff, working on opening up your hips to go get a baseball, and, you know, seeing hard line drives, fielding ground balls, working on your crow hop throws to bases and being accurate. But, I mean, it all comes to live game reps, you know, honing in on practice and taking each rep seriously to get better.
Whether or not he gets drafted in the upcoming Major League Baseball draft, opportunities to play professional baseball do exist for Werner.
Yeah, I mean, since our season ended, it's been about 2 weeks now, so, I mean, they've been crossing my mind for 2 weeks. Honestly, I got an opportunity and got asked to go play in the American Association, which is what the Saints played in, a couple teams. I'm kind of holding off on that. I've been just training for the last couple weeks here, putting on some weight, getting physically and mentally healthy again after a long season. But I mean, I have that opportunity in the door. I got some coaches working for me, whether it could possibly be a sign after the draft. The draft might not be likely for me, being there's 20 rounds instead of 40. That's due to the COVID pandemic. So I mean, that's kind of a little dagger, being that I did put up those good numbers this year to give myself a shot in the draft. But I mean, it's probably not likely, and not saying it couldn't happen, but at this point I would love to get signed. But I mean, if that doesn't happen, I might look to go play in the American Association, where the opportunity lies to maybe go play affiliate ball in the future and get signed out of there.
Werner on how a potential professional contract may work.
Our coaches know a lot of the American Association guys. They contacted them. You know, they were in touch with each other kind of the last couple weeks. A couple other coaches that, you know, that I've played with on the Hens, and, you know, they've been in contact with them people too, trying to get me hooked up and try to play some pro ball here in the next couple weeks, or in the future, I should say. Ultimately, it kind of worked out and got a phone call, and from there, I mean, the rest is history until I make it happen. Lay it all out on the line for you, and, you know, if it's good enough for you, if you think you want to go play, you just kind of got to tell them and then ultimately sign yourself a contract.